This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning company. It is Chiron Life Sciences Corp. They trade on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol KHRNF, and you can find them on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol KHRN. Their market cap's around $69 million. Their stock price is around 94 cents United States dollar-wise. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the president of the company, Chris Nalpra. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Glad to be here.
You know, give my listeners, if you would, maybe a little bit backline of yourself and a little bit about statement of your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Sure. Thanks very much for having us here today. You know, Chiron is positioned to be the dominant player in cannabis in Latin America. So think about this as like cannabis 2.0. We've seen what's happened in California and Canada and other markets, and now this is rapidly evolving and changing very, very quickly in Latin America, and we're positioned to dominate that market right now. This is a market of 620 million people, so that's bigger than Canada, United States, and Germany combined, and we've built a very, very strong beachhead in that market. We've assembled an elite group of people. We've been at this for over 2 years now. We went public in May of this year. Market cap's just a little bit higher than what you mentioned there. We've got about 75 million shares out basic, so about $75 million U.S. market cap at this time.
How is the legal cannabis market a little bit different from Canada and United States compared to South America? And I know that's starting to evolve now, and I think that's your specialty.
Yeah, if you think about what's happening here, you need to have a great deal of regulatory expertise to understand these markets, because it's not a singular market, of course. There's many, many countries. They're all taking slightly different approaches. You know, I think the biggest news to hit the cannabis market in the world was the announcement that Mexico is going full legal adult use and medicinal. That's going to happen sometime in the first half of 2019. That's a country of 130 million people. They have a massive middle class, and this is a real game changer in the cannabis business. You know, our home base of Colombia, we have I think just over 80 people now in our office in Bogota, plus the recent acquisition that you mentioned earlier, and our cultivation site on top of that. So we've built up a formidable team there. Colombia is just a medical market. Chile, medical and recreational. Uruguay is medical and recreational. The legislation is changing very rapidly in Peru. The big one that we're waiting for now to get a little bit more clarity on post the election is Brazil. Brazil is a market of 240 million people. And rather than being the 125th LP to try to compete in Ontario, we're trying to be the number one company in these markets.
You know, there's so many different licenses that come with this industry: growing license, selling license, distribution license. How is Chiron positioned for success in this market down there in South America?
Yeah, I think if you looked at, thanks Everett, I think if you looked at a lot of our peers, they're very much focused on low-cost cultivation for export into foreign markets. And, you know, Colombia is an agricultural export country of cut flowers, palm, cocoa, of course, coffee, and all the infrastructure is set up there to do that. And that's so it's logical that companies are going to come down and try to have low-cost cultivation for export. That makes a lot of sense. We're happy to have the low-cost cultivation. And by the way, there is no better place on the planet to cultivate than when we are in Colombia. But we're very much focused on selling branded products into that market. So take the low-cost cultivation, but have big margins, sales, brand, execution in each region that we're trying to operate.
The latest acquisition, you guys put out a press release on that. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, so when we're in the medical market, we're talking about the medical market right now in Colombia, and this holds true for the other markets where we're operating today, is you have to figure out a way to get close to that patient. In Canada, where they legalized medical in 2001, you just didn't see a lot of traction. You didn't see a lot of doctors willing to prescribe or able to prescribe or knowledgeable enough to prescribe. So we've been trying to tackle that in our domestic markets. So it started, first of all, with dealing with the doctors' associations. Doctors doctors won't prescribe medicine that their doctors' associations don't endorse. So we've been very much focused on educating those associations, getting their endorsements, making sure that the doctors' insurances are on the right side, and then working on patients. And we've held many seminars, online education, doctor outreach, and we've detailed thousands of doctors. The second part of that was dealing with the clinics. And if you looked at the Canadian experiment from 2001 kind of up to 2011, there were kind of pockets of the country that were more successful in prescribing patients than in others. And when you dig down into that, you see that those are places where there were clinics. Some of them were professional clinics, some of them were compassionate care. So we took that model and said, listen, we want this clinic model, because we asked all the doctors the same question. They said, we really wish we had a place to send patients, get a little bit more education, help us figure out what treatment's best for each individual patient. In doing that, we struck a partnership with a company called Islands, which is a neurological clinic. They operate two clinics in the city of Bogota, and they have 100,000 active patients. You got to remember, a city like Bogota is 11 million people. So this is a neurological clinic. These folks are exactly the types of patients that we're looking for. They fit the profile perfectly. As we worked on this partnership with Islands, it became clear that if we were able to strike a deal and figure out a way to own this 100%, that we would want to do that. So we've gone ahead and done that. We closed that deal. We announced that we had exchange approval on that last week. And that brings our cost of patient acquisition way, way down. It brings the time from identifying patients to the time when they're actually being treated and helping their health through medical cannabis. It shortens that timeline remarkably. It also gives us the ability to conduct our own patient trials with a group of patients that are ideally suited to this. So it accomplishes a lot of goals. It's a model that makes a lot of sense for us. It brings us into revenue right away, and it's a model that we wish to replicate throughout Latin America.
I was going to say, not to mention the revenue it's going to bring on your balance sheet the first quarter and second quarter of 2019. My guest today is Chris Napra. He is the president of Chiron Life Sciences Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol KHRNF. You can find him on the TSX, ticker symbol KHRN. Vincent Fox, how did you get this guy to be on your team? Wow, what a catch.
Yeah, well, the president's an amazing, amazing guy, and you know, quite frankly, Everett, he saw what so many of us that have joined this company have seen, is that this is just an absolutely exceptional group of people. Throughout all my time, whether it been as an entrepreneur, as an investment banker, never have I come across a team so exceptional as this one and so well positioned to do what they want to do. So the president's been very clear in many, many interviews that, you know, he just finds that we are very much aligned on our objectives. We're very much aligned in spirit, and he's been an advocate for cannabis legalization for over a decade. He's traveled the entire world as an advocate of legalization for cannabis. So when we met and we co-hosted a conference with him in the spring, we just got along very, very well. We invited him to the board. He enthusiastically accepted, and he's been a massive contribution to the company. And many people know him as the 55th president of Mexico. A lot of people don't understand that he started his career at Coca-Cola as a driver and a delivery guy. He worked his way up to be the president of Coca-Cola in Mexico. And when he took over as president, Pepsi was outselling Coke 3-1. And when he left and resigned or retired, Coke was outselling 3-1. So when we talk about, you know, brand strategy and execution in Latin American markets, there's another example of a member of our team that has credentials that you simply can't dispute.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me ask you this, Chris, while I got you on the line here, we're kind of running out of time, but what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
I'd like your listeners to take away from this interview that that the more I travel, the more I realize that cannabis legalization is a global phenomenon. It's not a Canada thing or a California thing. This is a global phenomenon. And if anything, the pace of change is accelerating. This is a plant that can bring a lot of wellness to people that need it. Adults everywhere should be able to make their own choice choice on what they would like to consume. We're advocates of that as well. And we are uniquely positioned in one of the largest markets of the world, 620 million people, while we have low competition and we're already in revenue, we're already selling products, we're already in four jurisdictions, and you're going to see many more products and many more territories to come.
Chris, very well said. I appreciate you coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of Chiron Life Sciences. Again, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol KHRN. Also, they're traded on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol KHRNF. Chris, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.